that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Coming to you on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We are broadcasting live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. This morning, Saturday, January 4th, 2020. How about that? Got to get used to saying that, but we've got a full crew this morning. Good morning, Brother Jason. We say good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
And good morning to Brother Jonathan as well.
Good morning.
And we also say good morning and thanks for joining us to you, the remnant, that we know have joined us from sea to shining sea, up in Canada, down in South America, all over the world, because of shortwave and the internet. And we thank you for joining us as well. The phone lines are open this morning, this first Saturday of the calendar year of 2020. And we've got quite a few things to talk about this morning, quite a bit going on, but we're going to open up in prayer. And we encourage you, I hope you've started your day already with prayer. If we are ever to draw near to God, that must be a beginning, is in prayer. And so, John, we'll ask you if you'd open us up in prayer, sir.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this time that you set aside for us, your people, to come together to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, we ask for wisdom, understanding, and discernment regarding what's important for your people, the remnant. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us in the year of our Lord 2019, but also for the trials and tribulations and testing that your word says that you only put on those that you love and that you use to refine us into the men and women that you want us to be, to serve in your kingdom. Your word says that we are to be thankful for all things, and difficult as that may be at times, we ask that you would send your great helper, the Holy Spirit, to help us to do that. Father, we know that the key to this whole thing is obedience. Lord, your word says that you're ready to punish the disobedience of those that hate you and hate your people when our obedience is complete. Part of that is coming to the place where we love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And Father, we can't accomplish that without your help, Lord, without the help of the Holy Spirit. Your word says we have not because we ask not. Well, we're asking, Lord, we're asking that you would grant us more Holy Spirit this year, in the year of our Lord 2020. Father, that you would give us more wisdom, understanding, and discernment. And Father, we pray that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Help us to hear ye the Lord. Help us to appeal to heaven for your grace and your mercy and your compassion on this, the true JERUSALEM. Father, we continue to pray that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. We continue to pray that you would send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would turn upon one another and destroy one another, that they'd fall in the pits that they dig, be ensnared with the traps that they lay, Lord, and that you would bring recompense down upon their head as many times over as you see fit for the plans that they think that they're going to accomplish against your people. So we lift this day up like every other day, Lord. We say, thank you, Father, for this day that you've given us. And Father, we do rejoice and are glad in it. We receive all that you have for us in this new year of our Lord 2020 with thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in this morning, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give a call, if you have a question or a comment. And I saw one thing, we didn't get to talk about it last week. I don't believe we did, but not really looking back, but I did want to give some accolades out and remind everybody. You know, Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." And in Mark 8:38, Jesus says, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And so, you know, we may be ashamed of sin in our past. We may be ashamed of other things, but we are not to be ashamed of him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And that's part of that choice that people are making today. And once again, over the holiday season, over the Christmas season, Hobby Lobby stood firm and took out full-page ads, paid money. And we know that a lot of print newspapers are on the way out and have been folding, but they still took out full-page ads in newspapers all across the country. And it was simple. It had a star, and it said, "It's a boy. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord," in that scripture quote. And I just wanted to give a shout-out and remind people and hopefully encourage them that whether you're just the one lone person, or whether you're a large corporation, you can decide if you're going to be ashamed of Christ or not. And if you're going to support the Christian ethic in whatever you do. And so it doesn't matter where we're at in our walk, where we're at in our time of life, whether we're students or workers or whatever. We can make a choice to not be ashamed of him and to share the gospel. And that's part of what we are to do, not just there. Men?
I'd say that model of Hobby Lobby has been very successful, too. I just noticed yesterday, in fact, driving through one of the new shopping centers that Hobby Lobby just built a big, brand new building, probably four or five times the size of the old location. And so it appears that God does reward that honesty, and truth. Praise God.
Amen. He always has.
There's a spirit in those places too. You know, I know my wife, and she loves to go shop in there, and the things that they have are unique, and I don't know the right word. You just feel good when you go in. You know, there's some of these stores that you go into that you have to go in and do shopping, and you're in there for 30 minutes, you feel like you were in there for 3 days. You know, you can't hardly make it back to the door. It just feels like it drains you. And it's interesting that those stores actually seem to be uplifting. You know, you go in there and ideas are percolating. The girls look at things, and well, and the guys too. But you know, this is just from my observation point. But it's an invigorating and a building up place to go. So I think that's that spirit of the Lord is now therein type thing. And I think it has an uplifting experience for people.
Amen.
Yeah, well, then going back, I mean, Hobby Lobby was the first company that actually stood up and made a stand on saying, hey, we're not going to provide birth control to our employees. And they went all the way to the state Supreme Court and fought it and spent millions and millions of dollars doing that because, you know, mm-hmm. no, and they said, and they fought it based on religious convictions. So, you know, that says a lot about somebody right there.
Yeah, the first one to dare go against abomination.
Yep.
And they're still here.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen. And
and it looks like, I mean, as you look around, geez, times are changing, 2020, and you know, who would have thought that we'd see the headlines that we're seeing today? I mean, it's started off as pretty much as what I'm calling a fast-paced year, and you know, it's exciting. You can look at it in a lot of different ways, but you know, it's the way that this year started off. I just say that it's going to be an exciting year. And I want to make sure and wish everybody a Happy New Year out there. Also, everybody that's tuning in, you know, this week something that came across my desk and I thought it was interesting, and we'll try to tie it in here in a little bit with some of these drone sightings. We talked about just briefly about that last week, and since then, oh my goodness, it's been all over the place. There's been reporters, actually it's been happening a lot in your neck of the woods, Tim. You know, the sightings in Champion, basically from, well, all the way into Colorado, but it does, it seems like Champion, Nebraska, it's just pretty much, I think it'd be south west where you're at. Wouldn't it be, Tim? Isn't that where we had a whole hodgepodge bunch of them sightings this week?
There's been a lot of sightings over around Imperial and Champion and just the whole southwest corner of Nebraska, basically from you know, and they've been in there out into Colorado, and it's a pretty pretty interesting thing to watch. And you know, the comments, like usual, are one of the things that you like to look at when you're looking at some things, just to see. I gauge people's condition a lot of times by the comments, so not all of them, but there's some people are obviously totally freaked out, and some people are, you know, that runs the whole gamut. But it is interesting that I think that people are waking up to the fact that things go on that just really shouldn't. And why? Well, they just shouldn't, that's all. I mean, there's certain things. I love it when the Bible says it's not meet to do those things, and there's things going on sometimes that it's not neat that they should be done. It's like, why should there be all those rolling around and the sizes that they're seeing and the things they're seeing? And the silence is deafening on where these things are coming from. I mean, we just haven't really heard anything about, I mean, we're talking about a substantial investment in funds, so it's not like, I mean, these aren't dime store drones, right? So it's
exactly,
it's an interesting thing. Yeah. So,
and there are no real answers on it either. You know what? Why? You know, I know that there's got a lot of people looking. I mean, and they've been trying to track it down. But You know, the thing that I don't buy either is you can't tell me that they got these drones flying up around Cheyenne, Wyoming, near Warren Air Force Base, and the Air Force don't know what's going on. You know, there's something. I smell a rat there somewhere, but you know, it's been interesting.
You know what? Yeah. What else is interesting is, you know, the enemy usually tells you what their plans are. Well, just this week, had a little bit of extra time, and I don't know if you've probably seen Olympus Has Fallen with Gerard Butler, and then there was London Has Fallen. Well, now there's Angel Has Fallen. And in that movie, there's a huge drone strike, like hundreds of drones that are launched from miles away from where the president's fishing. And those drones are capable, either they're they're carrying explosives, or they're capable of dropping explosives. But basically, they just hone in and kind of kamikaze whatever it is that they're trying to take out, and the explosives in them. But it's kind of concerning, I guess, that you guys are talking about all this drone stuff, and I didn't know anything about that stuff going on in Nebraska and around the country, but the fact that this is what they used in this movie, and it was successful. I mean, how do you defend against, you know, hundreds of drones other than maybe some sort of EMP or something like that? But I don't know. I just thought it was for some reason.
That is interesting.
That to my mind.
Colorado is what it started. About down in southern Colorado, there was reports. The sheriff's department issued a press release and basically said, "We've got all these sightings. We had over 30 different people that called it in, and you know, it was basically a flock of drones, they were flying grid patterns. They were flying south, and then they'd turn to the right, and they'd turn to the right again, and they were doing 1 mile squares." And over several days, and here in Bellevue, Colorado, they popped up. There were several sightings of them doing the exact same thing here, and then all of a sudden it started in Nebraska. So it's interesting, to say the least. Now we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reported sightings. So it's kind of kind of interesting. We'll see what happens. I know that was that movie that you were talking about. That was the opening scene in that movie too. And I was thinking the same thing. And one of the things that they've came out and released, several of these drones that these sheriff's departments and police departments use to for surveillance and for monitoring and fire departments, their big issue right now is the software that they're using is getting hacked. And all the video footage and all their surveillance feeds have been hacked and have went over to China, somewhere in Asia. So they're kind of a catch-22.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's time we become more proficient at skeet shooting. But other than that, you know, you guys remember it was several years ago, I think, like when the drones first came out, like the, you know, the little ones that you could buy for toys. But remember they had those little, really miniature drones that would hit you in the forehead and just a minimal amount of explosive? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And there was like swarms of them. I can't remember what they called it, but it was like far-fetched and, you know, science fiction kind of thinking. But that's basically the new technology in war, I think.
Well, it is. We've seen that happen over in the Middle East. We've heard about drone attacks. We've seen them, and so that, you know, that stuff has been perfected. And you know, Jason, you talk about the security and the videos and things being hacked. There is some ongoing. It's a little bit of everything going on, but with China, you know, their big telecom Huawei, and I don't know how that's pronounced in Chinese or in English, but they were part of that blacklist, an export and import blacklist. They were taken off, you know, the list of companies that could trade with the United States over national security allegations of that very thing. And they are the world leading they carry the world-leading 5G technology, and so they were. That's why kind of 5G is. It's still they're still building towers. They're still pushing it out, but they're having to look. Even the CEO of Verizon had an announcement here right before Christmas about this. That it's thrown a wrench in the plans, you might say, and it's because of just what you're talking about, that that this big telecom giant and other Chinese organizations and groups that have provided all these chips and all these computers and all this spy software and all this stuff, that they're finding out that a lot of it's been hacked. And And it comes out of the previous, at least a lot of it, is the previous 8 years and the Clinton years, the Obama years and the Clinton years, where it was common knowledge that they were selling information to the Chinese, and that they were allowing those things to happen. And so now, this is what, now we pay the price. Now we are seeing what's happening. Now that the Chinese have gotten, gotten into all these, whether it's drones or computers, server systems, and all this, and they have back doors. They hack it, and then the president, when he says, "Wait a minute, this big China telecom Huawei, We have issues over national security with them, so we're not going to trade with them anymore." And everybody looks bad at the president, and they're thinking, "Oh, you don't want trade. You don't want." And it's just a catch-22, But it's that way when you have to clean up the trash, when you have to clean up somebody else's mess. That's what happens, and I think that's where we're at with this.
It wasn't too long after President Trump was inaugurated. I don't know if you guys remember, but they grounded a bunch of military jets.
Yes.
Based on the computer systems were Chinese.
Yep.
And I don't know how far that escalated, but
I don't think they ever let us pull what happened there.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Talk about a Trojan horse, though. All of a sudden you're implementing all of their technology into your military that they could control through a back door. Which I think is what our new military figured out and put a stop to ASAP.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Tim.
No, go ahead. I'll get it after you're done. That's fine.
Well, I was just say, tying that in with this drone deal too, and I don't know if it's if there's a correlation or not, but I know that the United Nations posted some new jobs this week, if you go to the United Nations under the careers, they came out, they put a job opening for New York, and it's called the Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer. And basically this was posted on December 29th or 26th of 2019, and it is basically the Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer, or Disarmament, Demobilization, Representation, is a person, they're looking for an expert person that has applied strategies for executing successful peacekeeping operations, and the general strategy employed by all UN peacekeeping operations following civil wars. Disarmament entitles physical removal of the means of combat from ex-belligerent weapons, ammunition, etc. Demobilization entails the disbanding of armed groups, while reintegration describes the process of reintegrating former combatants into civilian society. This is a job opening that the UN is trying to get somebody that's proficient in this for New York. Preferred language is English and French, because those are the two languages that the UN uses, encouraging men and women both to apply with, and it goes on and on, and it has a list of requirements. But, that's a big deal right there.
It is.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, in they want experience in disarmament affairs, national military or paramilitary. You're absolutely right, Jason. This really is. It's like you said, John, the enemy tells you what they're doing. They don't hide it if you have eyes to see, if you care to see. Now, if you're going to be like the man in Oz wanted you to be, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, then that's just conspiracy stuff. Well, it's a job opening. You can look it up. UN careers, job details, disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officer in New York City. And it's almost
coming
insanity.
To a neighborhood near you.
Yeah, but there it is.
Yeah.
But there it is.
And I thought too, I was thinking this week that, you know, they're going to, you know, are they going to go right into UN if they want to have a World War III and they want to declare martial law? Are they going to try it in a place like New York City, or are they going to go to a place out in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, and try it there first, do a test run? You know, I mean, you never know how these drone strikes and these drone stuff. I mean, they always try to test the playing field. So I wouldn't be surprised if they want to go to some rural area and try something else out first before they try to disarmament and demobilization, reintegration in New York City.
Yeah, well, you think it. What's going on in Virginia right now with Governor Northam and the demon rats that have taken over the House and the Senate there, their gun control proposals, and, you know, we can learn a lot, too, just like we talked about. Hollywood tells us a lot. I was watching Red Dawn the other day, the first one. The second one's worthless, but the first one's pretty good. And if you watch that carefully, and I never saw any of this the first couple times I've seen it, but I was specifically watching it to see if there was anything that stood out. And one of the things that stood out was that the Russians, they opened up the southern borders, and then all the Guatemalans and Mexicans and everything came in through open borders. Well, it's pretty much open now anyways, but they had lists of all of the people and the guns that they had registered, and they would go to those houses, and if you didn't have all of those guns that were registered, then they would torture you to find out where the guns went or execute you. So, you know, when you think about these gun registries and stuff like that, I think they were exposing right there what their plans are regarding that. The other thing
You know, John, there in the 80s, while you gather your thoughts on that, there in the 80s, when that movie came out, you're absolutely right. It was the Russians, it was the Guatemalans, the bad guys that came and took those lists and went door to door and said, give us your guns. But what are we seeing that Virginia wants to do? What have we seen with these red flag laws on steroids that have come in here the last couple of years, the last few years, that it's the U.S., it's the police, or in the case of Virginia, they wanted to call out the National Guard, threaten to call out the National Guard to do that. That, see, it's not, and you're right, it's not the enemy tells us what they want to do. They present it that, oh, this would be horrible. This would be horrible if the Russians came in and took these lists and tried to take your guns. That's un-American. But then the next generation vote for it to happen when they pass these red flag laws. Oh yeah, I think that guy over there, he's dangerous. He scares me. He talks about guns. He's probably got guns there. And that's enough for a warrant to come in and to be searched. And you know, what some people would call a cachet or an arsenal, for some people, for some other people, it's just a weekend of shooting, you know, as far as ammunition and sorts. And so they purposely have been made, those laws are made vague for that reason. But in less than a generation, we've seen that very thing.
a good New Year's resolution, I think, is to become proficient with your firearm. If you look at the details of that shooting in that church in Texas, that man who took that shooter out within 5 seconds, that was a long shot. And he had to be accurate, or he would have wounded or killed some innocent people as well. But also, if you watch that slow motion video of that, you'll see that there was, I believe, 7 parishioners that were pulling a firearm
yes.
at the same time. So I think that's a good New Year's resolution as well. But the thought that evaded me earlier was, but we need to remember that there was Agenda 21, and that was out more than 10 years ago. And their plan was Hillary Clinton to be the finisher, to put a cap on their socialism, communism, transformation of this country. And when Donald J. Trump won 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago now, I guess, it put a dampener on their plans, and that's when they all of a sudden decided to change it to Agenda 2030. But the bottom line is that they're going to start pushing things a lot faster. Then it's not so much the frog in the pot of water at 1 degree at a time. It may be 5 degrees at a time is the way I think is a good illustration of the things that we're going to see. The other things we're seeing is the great apostasy continues. You know, just this week, the United Methodist Church announced plans to split over
yes.
the same-sex marriage and gay clergy. That's pretty significant. That's a 13 million member fact of the once Christian church. And if you read the details, it's kind of interesting. Basically what they told the people was that the ones who don't want to participate in the gay GLBTQ ABCD agenda can split off, and they gave them $25 million, which is probably not much compared to what they've accumulated over the years. And also apparently they can retain the local church properties. But I think it's significant that the lines are being drawn and the divisions are taking place. I mean, they even went as far as to add to their agenda not just the gay marriage and stuff, but now they want to ordain gay ministers, men and women.
And they've done that. The United Methodist Church, that's right, they have done that.
Yeah, the apostasy continues.
Oh, and it's significant that we're using the word see a lot. I thought, I watched a video clip in Indiana, just, I don't know what day it happened, but it was just recently. They had some woman in there talking to the school, and the parents, they had a parents meeting on the school because they were talking about their new gender agenda.
Yes.
Wow. And she was talking about 150 different genders and everything else, and the doctors had got it wrong, and the parents got up and walked out, and they videoed, we're talking about a considerable number of parents. I mean, I don't know how many people were in that crowd, probably 60 or 80 that had walked out. They were outside the school, and this one young man, I mean, I was just, you know, he said, this is toxic. This is
and he said it was trash.
Yeah, trash. And God said two genders, and he said, I'm taking my daughters out. He said, I'm done, I'm finished. And there was a lot of agreement, a lot of sight in there. And I'm impressed on my mind suddenly. This is 2020. 2020 is the year of perfect vision. You know, I mean, that's to see the things that are laid bare, you know, that are going on. I mean, that we have the if you're an eye doctor and someone has 20/20 vision, they have perfect vision. And there's a lot of things about seeing and about vision in the Bible. And Christ told his disciples, you know, in Luke 10:23, he said, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. And we see Christ healing people's eyes and that sort of stuff so that they can see. And we're told to buy salve for the eyes that you can see. And I think there's a lot of things going on right now that, I mean, if people's eyes don't get opened, to a lot of the things that are going on, I don't think they will be. You know, I mean, if they don't want to turn to their God, it's like the final call type thing. I see it going on.
Absolutely. So it's increasing five degrees at a time instead of 1 degree, too, that is waking up the people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to remember, how many years have we prayed that, Lord, remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, let them hear and see the truth and fall upon their face and cry out and ask for forgiveness. These are our people who've been deceived, who believed a lie. And, you know, we've been praying that the spell that's over the land would be broke for how many years?
Amen.
All of these things, I believe, that are coming to fruition. And it's significant. Amen. The other thing I was going to say was, I read that same article, Jason, where they were calling for the UN peacekeepers, basically, to disarm the people. And you know what's funny is they contradict their own stupidity. Because right in it, it says, and it, for some reason, it just clicked in my head, and it's probably because the Holy Spirit's given us eyes to see, but it says, male or female, either gender is welcome. So here they are telling us there's 150 genders, but there they are telling you point blank, you know?
That's right.
That caught me. Like, right when I read it, I was like, wow.
I noticed the same thing, too. And they had, I read that whole section, too, and it's male or female, and it's like we're going after both genders. And basically, they admit, they tell you that there's only two genders in there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But the good news is, because of their stupidity, because of their given, you know, they're running out of time, and, you know, they know the Bible better than we do, according to what our pastor taught us, and I believe that 100%. They know that their time is limited. Satan knows that his time is limited, which means his minions' time is limited. And they, you know, they see through. You could say whatever you want about Donald J. Trump, but he's done a lot to awaken the people. Probably one of the biggest things that he's done is the fake news thing.
That's
because
right.
Because people, that was a smack in the face, a splash of cold water, whatever it was. But it broke a spell. It really did in the land. On multitudes of people, not everyone. There's still the diehards that believe the mainstream media. It's kind of funny, especially around the holidays, when you get together with these people that you don't see, even your family members, unfortunately, that all they do is follow the local news because that's all they have ever done their whole life.
Right.
And they watch ABC and NBC and whatever else, and that's the only news that they get. And then you start talking to them. And they believe everything that they see on that stupid news on the TV. And I said, you know, you really need to look a little deeper than just what they're spoon-feeding you, because it's lies. And they look at you like you're, you know, strange, especially the older generations.
They do. And, you know, we're seeing these changes also go on in the physical. You know, the we talk about having eyes to see, and you know, if you look and see what is going on in the physical, things are changing. Things are certainly changing. You know, it's winter time here. It's been a pretty decent winter. We've got snow and ice, which is pretty normal, so that's good. But down in Australia, it's summertime, and that country is on fire. The entire country. I saw some satellite pictures that, you know, it looks like almost half of it, between the fire and the smoke and the char, that almost half of the bush, they call it, and when you think about it, you know, we think about Australia being, oh, this great big desert, but some of it is, but the rest of it is thicker vegetation than the thickest stuff you see in California, and towns have been burned down, not one town, towns. Millions of acres. It's made the last several fires that have fire seasons in California. It pales. It makes them pale in comparison to the destruction that has gone on there. The people that have lost their lives, they don't even report it anymore. You really have to dig. They've had, I know of three firefighters. Last week there was a father and a son that were trying to defend their ranch, and it just burned over them. And another firefighter lost his life in that incident as well. Hundreds of American firefighters, Canadian firefighters, aircraft, they call it overhead, you know, people that that work in the getting the equipment and stuff there. Hundreds of those people have been have been called for and going. Their military has been activated. And so I mention this because You know, many times if it's not right in our face, slapping us in the face, our people don't see it. But I hope you see what's going on. Will you see what's going on in these other nations, these other Israelite nations that are happening? And they've been all but socialist in Australia for years. And what is happening? In a way, the same thing that's happened across Europe. In a way, the same thing that's happened down in Venezuela. It's being destroyed. It's being destroyed. And so I hope you can see that. I hope, Remnant, that you pray for our brethren that are down in Australia. Yes, yes, very many, many of those people are ours. And it's like you said, John, they are just blinded to what has happened. They don't know who they are. And so, and so we can see it, we can just do nothing about it, or we can pray about it, and we can learn from it. And then up in Washington State, I don't know if you saw, I've never seen this before. You know, we get tumbleweeds out here, you know, and the old cowboy song, tumbling, tumbling, tumbleweeds. And even right now, we've got more tumbleweeds than we've probably ever had on the fence lines and all over the area. But it's nothing major. This last week in Washington, I think it was on New Year's Eve, in Washington State, they had tumbleweeds come across bury tractor trailers, buried cars. They had to close the highways down, send the snow plow trucks out with the big plows to try to get through. They had Department of Transportation crews out digging vehicles out. There were people that spent New Year's Eve trapped in their vehicles because of tumbleweeds. Now, has anyone else ever heard of anything like that? Maybe it happens all the time and I just don't hear about it. But I think we are seeing things happening that we haven't seen before. And I think they are signs.
Yeah. I was reintroduced to a book I believe we used to carry called The Citizen's Rule Book. It's a small little handbook. Basically, it says rights come from God, a jury handbook. And I think it's important that we get back to understanding the Constitution specifically. Last Sunday, as we had some technical difficulties and came home, and usually I get up real early and prepare for the message, but this time when I got home, I cracked open this book and I started reading, and it basically gives you a small Constitution in here as well. And I just wonder if we even, and I'm asking out there, I'm wondering if we even teach the Constitution anymore. I remember when I was in eighth grade, there was a class, I think it was called Constitution, and you had to get a 80% or something in it to be able to pass that to move on into high school, if I remember right. And they taught the Constitution. And so it was unusual for me, because I got to admit, I probably haven't read it since probably eighth grade. And the things that are in it that are important for us to understand. This is kind of interesting what's in this book, too. It says, "The Declaration of Independence is a deceptive title. The original document read, the Unanimous Declaration. It was really like a five-point sermon, which could be entitled the Declaration of Dependence. Number one, Jefferson shared that we must return to the laws of nature and nature's God. Laws of nature. There were over 57 interpretations of this phase of Jefferson's time. Jefferson was not talking about physical concepts like gravity, etc., but rather right thinking and reasoning. Laws of nature of God. Here Jefferson meant the Ten Commandments, which is the foundation for the common law." So now you know, well, we've talked about it before, but why the enemy hates the Ten Commandments so much. Why they insist that it be removed and taken away from in front of the people's eyes. Number two, Jefferson declared that we have a Creator who blessed us with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Jefferson listed approximately 30 reasons why we needed dependence on God's law. Jefferson emphasized the power of prayer to the supreme judge of the world. Jefferson pointed out the need for a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. I mean, that's just one half of one page of this book, and then it talks about the law of the land. Well, this is something that we all need to understand, especially, I think, Virginia's figuring this out right now. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes a law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succeedingly succinctly, I don't even know what the word is, stated as follows. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, 5th U.S., 2nd Cranch, 137, 170, must be legal thing. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rule making or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona, 384 U.S., an unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights, it imposes no duties, affords no protection, and creates no office. It is, in legal contemplation, inoperative as though it had never been passed. And then it gives another one there. But anyways, I think it's, hopefully, I'm going to try to find these, see if we can print them or have them printed again and make them available to the remnant, because it's important. And you know what? It may come down to jury trials on some of these things that we're fighting against, and the people have been dumbed down. That's the bottom line. So we need to re-educate our people on what their responsibility as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a Christian, with regards to maintaining God's law. And some of that may be participating in a jury and knowing the facts and the truth about the Bible and the facts and the truth about the Constitution. So I just think it's, for some reason, An Acres of Diamond Man, one of the Gideon Elite, brought this to my attention again, and I think the timing is God's timing.
Amen.
Well, and it's significant that we see all these things coming out. You know, just I laughed about the comments once again on some of the Texas church shooting things. I didn't laugh about the Texas shooting, but the church shooting, but it was, some of those guys were like, well, that's why we need better gun laws, you know. And I was like, the guy couldn't own a gun. That none of those things work. And I was thinking about that, and then we were talking about this drone issue. And one day after these Colorado and Western Nebraska counties reported the series of drone sightings and everything else, the FAA has come out promoting a rule change that requires drones to be identifiable remotely. And it's interesting to me that their response to where are all those things coming from is, oh, we'll pass another rule. They don't fix the problem. They don't find out who's involved with it. They don't pass any information on. We just need another rule, you know, that's going to fix it. And it kind of sounds like that dog that doesn't bark that the Bible talks about, you know. There's no solving it. You get solved in God's kingdom, but there it's just a paper shuffle, you know. So we see some of those things going on, but there's just all kinds of that stuff. And it's broad spectrum, like you say. We see it all the way across everything. We'll just pass another rule. It doesn't matter whether the rule is based in sanity or is based in God's principle or anything else. That will somehow, in their mind, that fixes the problem, even though there's no relief in sight from something like that. It just creates more burden for the people. out there and more issues. I mean, yeah, because we can't fix, we got all the rules that we need. We got all the laws that we need. God gave us those 10 laws that we needed. And the other laws that we needed in the Bible to get along with each other and to make things work. You know, more laws just clouds, more rules by man just clouds the water.
Amen. You know, Tim, it reminds me of that spirit of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, that they put burdens on the people at that time that they didn't carry. You know, they made these laws, and just like this, that, well, your drones have to be identifiable remotely. Oh, except for military and law enforcement and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and so, see, they put this so that if you are flying a drone, we need to know. But we know, we are for matters of national security, you can't know about ours. And it just, that's what it seems like to me. It's that spirit of the Pharisee that puts burdens on others that they're not going, that they're not willing to carry. It like you said, it's a broad spectrum. It is, and this seems like just more of it. Just more of it. Well, guys, a few minutes before we wrap up this morning, if anybody wanted to make sure we got something covered before time runs out.
I just want to emphasize, I think, the importance of going back. And obviously, there's a lot of talk going on right now through the grapevine and through the pastoral group, I guess, is making this the year of the Bible again, like Public Law 97-280 did in, what was it, 82 or 83?
83.
And 83, yeah, I think it's significant. We do have the Bible reading plan for 2020 available. It's nothing fancy, just a list of scriptures, pretty small. You can just fold it, keep it in your Bible, and we would encourage you to do that. One of the things I saw first as I started to read the Constitution was the fact that it mandated a Republican form of government. There was never a plan for any democracy. And that got me to thinking, when did these demon rats even come into existence? And I'm sure people out there understand and know that, but I think it's important that we look at that and see when it was that the demon rats infiltrated the form of government that was godly and corrupted it. And now, because we fell asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel, it's evolved into this monstrosity that it is. And, you know, the reality is people say, well, it's too far gone. There's nothing we can do. That's right. There's nothing we can do. But God has control over everything. And
Amen.
If we come to that place where, if we are his people who are called by his name, who humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will. This is a promise that he says he will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal the land. But it's a window of opportunity to come to repentance, and that window is closing, I believe. So that's the thing, what I wanted to bring up. I think hopefully we're going to try to find this citizen's rule book and be able to make it available again to the remnant. It's pretty small print. You got to have pretty good glasses, but there's things in here that I didn't... Well, maybe it's just because I'm getting older too, but anyways, there's things in here that I had forgotten, and I think it's important, especially when you're talking with people who don't understand these rules and regulations. And I don't think anybody understands what your responsibility is in the jury. You know, that we forget that just one undecided vote negates the rest of them. So even if there's a conspiracy to railroad someone, if there's one righteous person in there that believes that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, then they can't convict you. So it's pretty important, I think, in the times that we're coming into.
Amen.
Absolutely. Talk about what can one person do. They can nullify a jury. That's what they can do.
Right.
That's a,
they can nullify the judge. They can nullify the judge. That's the way it's written.
Yeah.
We just have to understand it. We got to get back to common law. That's what it was. The Constitution was common law.
And the Constitution was based
on
the...
Common law is rooted in the Bible.
Right. Based on the Bible.
Absolutely.
Based on the Scriptures. Well, men, we're out of time this morning. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We thank you, the Remnant, for joining us. We thank you for your prayers and your support that allow these broadcasts to go out, that allow people to gather all across the country with like-minded Christians and hear things that, you know, they probably are not hearing down at their local coffee shop, that they're not hearing down at the barber shop, but you've heard them. And so you can go to those places now and share those things. And we do invite you to join us at church tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. And you can join us at scriptures4america.org. At those times, you can click on the live broadcast video if you have some good internet. If you don't, you can click on the audio and just listen to it if that's what you have to do. And so we invite you to come join us at church. Gather with like-minded individuals. I'm looking forward to... Boy, these timeless pulpit truths that we've had are just that. They are timeless, and they are needed today. John, looking forward to your live message, and we will have communion. You can join with us for that as well. We are instructed to do that, and so we encourage you to do that very thing, to join us. Men, thanks so much, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Among the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veil below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand a foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hill of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Hey! Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over Snake High. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.